Well, I just wanted to start by saying that usually when I hear a new service opportunity announced at church, I have a tendency to feel really guilty that I'm not involved in whatever is announced. But I'm growing in discerning God's voice and learning to ask, Jesus, is this something you want me to do? And so, as Patrick said, for the past year and a half, I've been really wanting to meet with a student, but for whatever reason, it wasn't God's plan, didn't work out. But a couple months ago, he sent an email out, and I decided, instead of saying yes right away to the students that he had listed as friendship partners, that I would wait. And the next day, I'm just so glad I waited because it just felt really God-ordained. The next day, he sent out another email saying that there was a student that was ready to study the Bible. And as Patrick said, my experience with sharing with coworkers or neighbors has been very me excited and them not excited. And I did have one coworker one time who asked me for a Bible, and that was just really awesome. But all that to say that we had this young woman over for dinner, and it happens that she has twins, just like I do, which is really unusual for a Chinese woman. And she also happens to live three blocks away from our house. And just to see God's hand on all of it was awesome. And so we met for dinner, and I have just never met someone so open to the gospel. It's just so exciting. And by the time we met, she was already studying the Bible weekly with someone. But I asked her if she still wanted to meet with me, and she was really excited about that. And so I was really stressed about the timing of how it would work, as we have a lot of things going on with our little kids, and we're also remodeling our house, and I wasn't sure how it would work. But God just worked out the timing, and we've met a couple times and studied John together, and it's just been a joy because she's been so excited, and she said things like, I feel so at peace when I'm with you. And she's, as we've kind of tried to figure out the passage together, she's reiterated back to me, oh, this is how you get to know God, by getting to know Jesus. And it's just so, so sweet. And so, just in conclusion, if you aren't sure if meeting with students with ISI or another opportunity is right for you, I just encourage you to ask the Lord, because he's working, and joining in his work is the most effective way for people to be drawn to him and for justice and righteousness to happen. And he's more committed to that than we are, and we don't have to convince him to do it, that he's already doing it. And that it removes the pressure and the guilt when we're just asking him, Lord, would you have us do it?
Is that all right?